You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about, are you going all in with your life? That is a question that I wrote on my post. I posted this a few days ago, and I really wanted to see where everybody's at when it comes to commitment to greatness, commitment to their goals, to their achievements, basically, and the things that they have planned for their own lives. Are you cheating yourself, basically? All right. So before we get started, as usual, please share this podcast with someone that you know wants to do something great. They are excited to do something great, but they may still be struggling with the nitty gritty, with the nuts and bolts of making things happen, all right? So point number one, stop dabbling, commit fully to your dreams and aspirations. Guys, we all have goals and aspirations, but why only a few people are able to bring those goals to fruition? And the reason why is because some people only have these dreams for, you know, like 20 to 30% of the day. They wake up in the morning and they're not motivated. They go to work and they're not motivated. Then maybe during the afternoon, they watch a video, they talk to someone, they think about, you know, their actual life a bit more. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I don't like my life right now. I need to change something. And then for the next 3 to 4 hours, they may be committing to making a change. But then again, they go home, they watch TV, they forget about those thoughts, and then back to square one, they wake up in the morning unmotivated and so on and so forth. So stop dabbling, just commit fully, become one with your goals, morning, night, afternoon, wake up in the morning thinking about them, and things will move in the right direction. Point number two, focus on getting better every day and things will fall into place. Right, so I was talking to Iman Zahabi, which is a UFC fighter. I had him on my podcast. And by the way, shout out to him. And I was very, very excited to have him on the podcast because as a fighter, you know, he really knows what it means to get out of his comfort zone, right? And one thing that we talked about was, you know, he says, I don't look for perfection every single day. I just try to get it better 1%. Better every single day, and that 1% will compound, will become more and more in the long run. So don't forget the power of compound interest, you know, when the concept of that 10% is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. The 10% of today, it's big, it's going to be smaller than the 10% of tomorrow, and the 10% of tomorrow is going to be bigger, and then more and more and more until you're going to be an amazing person, whatever you set yourself to become. And you don't even know how it happened, Ari. So again, focus on getting better every day. Things will fall into place. Point number three, find out what your shortcomings are and work to fix them. All right, some people will tell you, you gotta work by your strengths. You gotta, you know, focus on what you're good at, which in a way is true. But if we only focused on the things that we were good at, we would only be like, you know, a one-trick pony. Think about it. If I only made a podcast because, well, I like to speak to the microphone and that's what I feel comfortable doing, what about everything else? What about my accounting for my business? What about the tasks that I don't really like about my business? What am I going to do? Just right away hire people? You know, that's the thing. Once you have a business that it's built basically and you can hire people, that's good. That's amazing for you. But before that point, when you actually have to put all these different hats, like the accounting hat, the marketing hat, the content creator hat, you want to make sure that you know how to do those things. So find out what you're lacking and work to fix those shortcomings and things will happen. Things will happen fast, as a matter of fact. Point number four, create a long-term plan and live by it. That's the problem. Some people's goals are only 2 to 4 years. Guys, you are probably going to be alive for the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years, depending on how old you are listening to this. You can even be alive for 70 years or more. And if you only have a 2 to 3 year plan or 10 year plan, you're basically going somewhere without knowing where you're going. Then no wonder you're not excited. No wonder you wake up in the morning and you have no idea why you should be working hard. So create a long-term, very, very long-term plan, like again, 60, 70 years up to when you're 100 years old, a legacy plan for next 200, 300 years. Trust me, the bigger the goal, the more you're going to feel like you're cheating yourself if you don't work towards it. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.